Garth and the Warrior, A Tale of Redwall, by Brian Jakes.
Winter snow seeds lost far until spring, while snug in cavern hole below, all Redwall's creatures sing. Old autumn gave us plenty, our harvest did not fail, no plate or jug is empty. There's good October ale.
Three young creatures, the Otter twins, Bag and Run, accompanied by Grub, their mole friend, hauled a small beech log between them along the path to Redwall Abbey. The intrepid trio kept stopping to clear away the snowdrift building up in front of the log as they dragged it through the snow. Singing lustily, they pelted each other with snowballs, their breath rising in white plumes as they ran around the beech log.
Yo! You were dreadful, brilliant, bago, lego, oi!
Ha-ha! Save your grub! Take that!
Miss me, you couldn't hit the Abbey gate if you were stood in front of it, Run.
Oh, couldn't I then? Well, have some of this, mate.
The young otter flung the snowball, Bag ducked, unaware that two travellers were coming along the path from the north. They hurled snowballs wildly at each other.
Oof, great seasons, go easy there.
One of the travellers, a large sturdy hedgehog, had been struck by a snowball. He wiped snow from his snout at the edge of his cloak. The three young ones stopped throwing and hung their heads sheepishly. Grub took it on himself to apologise.
Ozan's terrible sorry, sir. Be humoured, Ed.
The hedgehog's travelling companion, a very pretty mouse maid, stifled laughter at the sight of the three delinquent snowballers.
Oh, I'm sure Bulltip will live. He's had worse injuries.
Grinning, the big hedgehog nodded.
I have indeed, mates. Come on, I'll help you with your log. Where are you bound with it?
Bag curved his mittened paw as he pointed.
Just round that bend, sir, to Redwall Abbey. We live there.
Bulltip nodded at his companion as he took the tow rope in strong paws.
I told you we'd find the Abbey on this path. Right, you three tatters, sit up on the log and I'll give you a ride. You too, Aubrecia, rest your foot paws.
There was little doubt the hedgehog was a mighty beast. Tossing the rope across his shoulder, he trudged off through the snow, hauling the log and its passengers behind with no trace of effort. Redwall Abbey stood back by the fastness of Mossflower Woods, its front facing the path and open flatlands to the west. Capped with snow, the beautiful building resembled a vast frosted cake, walls, battlements, bell tower and abbey fringed with icicles hanging over its red sandstone towers and turrets. Abbot Saxtus folded his paws into wide habit sleeves, gazing up at the main building. Beside him, old Simeon, the blind herbalist, leaned on a hawthorn stick, sniffing the cold air.
Looks beautiful, doesn't it, Saxtus?
Knowing his friend's uncanny knack of sensing every movement, the abbot nodded.
Remember what our old friend Abbot Bernard said before he passed on? No matter what the season, Redwall always looks marvellous.
Simeon sniffed the air again and held up a paw.
Some beast is coming this way. One, maybe two. It's hard to tell.
They stood out on the path by the open main gates. Saxtus watched until he saw the party approaching.
I might have known it's Bag, Run and Grub. They've brought company, two travellers.
Simeon tapped his stick on the snow eagerly.
Oh, good. We'll have some fresh tales in Cavern Hole tonight.
Old Friar Cocklebear hurried along with the preparations for the midwinter mossflower feast, helped by his assistant, Alder. Both mice worked furiously, putting the finishing touches to dishes as they called out orders to the Redwallers on kitchen duty.
Brush more honey on that pie if you want a good shiny crust.
Pass those chopped nuts and green sap milk, please.
Quick, pull those pasties from the oven before they're too brown.
Dorry Quill, will you stop loading hot root pepper into that soup?
Oh, leave me be. Soup's got to be hot to be any good.
Paws on hips, Cocklebear glared at the hedgehog.
I wish you'd go back to your cellars and see to the drinks with your Uncle Gabriel. Go on, be off with you.
Duddy popped a candied chestnut into his mouth and spoke round it.
Drinks are all ready. Tober ale, elderberry wine, strawberry cordial, and fizzy dandelion cup. Now to do in cellar, Old Uncle Gabe, he's taking a nap afore feasting, resting his stomach.
Fabricia and Bulltip had been shown round the abbey. They gaped and marvelled at the great structure, expressing their admiration for it at every opportunity. Later, they had been shown to the rooms by a formal. Now, rested, washed and garbed in warm old green habits, they came down to the place called Cavern Hall to attend the feast. Fabricia smiled at the gallant young male mice, who flocked about her, each one trying to outdo the other, as they saw to every need of the pretty stranger in their midst.
Sit here, Miss Fabricia, next to me.
No, sit here. It's more comfortable. Here's a cushion.
You must have travelled far. Let me get you some food.
Perhaps you'd like to try some elderberry wine. It'll take the chill of your long journey away, Miss Fabricia.
Abbot Saxtus looked over the top of his spectacles, wagging a paw.
So much help for one traveller. Fabricia, come and sit here with Bulltip and Simeon. Here, I'll push up a bit so you'll be next to me. Why shouldn't a venerable old abbot have the pleasure of a pretty mouse maid's company?
Fabricia curtsied and smiled.
Why not indeed, Father Abbot?
Bulltip had a massive appetite. Scarcely had grace been said when he was munching away, sampling this and that, as he allowed old Gabe Quill to fill his tankard.
Red Wall October Ale. Finest in moss flower. Try with some nut bread and yellow sage cheese, Yungog.
Fabricia sipped from her beaker and shuddered.
Ooh, tastes lovely. Full of tiny bubbles, too. What is it?
Simeon pushed a large confection towards her.
It's called Fizzy Dandelion Cup. Very nice, with snow cream pudding and damsons. Fill your plate. My nose told me today when we met that you are a healer, am I right?
Fabricia looked surprised at the blind mouse's keen perception.
Yes. You're right, Simeon. I am a healer.
Simeon reached out and took hold of Bulltip's hefty paw.
And you, sir, I don't think you are a healer somehow.
I'm no healer, just a travelling companion protecting Fabricia.
The blind herbalist felt the strength of Bulltip's paw as he flexed it.
I imagine you do it very well. Woe betide the beast who stands in the way of this paw.
Laughter and merry chatter rose to the rafters of the big room beneath the abbey. There was warmth there. Good companionship and good humour. Dishes went this way and that from paw to paw. Snow cream pudding, hot fruit pies, colourful trifles, tasty pasties, steaming soup, new bread with shiny golden crusts, old cheeses studded with dandelion, acorn and celery, sugared plums and honeyed pears vied for place with winter salads and vegetable flans. Fabricia and Bulltip joined in the merriment, enjoyed the food, and basked in the legendary hospitality of Redwall Abbey. It was late night. Sleepy little ones had been carried off to their dormitory beds, and fresh torches placed in the wall sconces. Bulltip nibbled on his fourth pasty. Draining a tankard of October ale, he looked about at the still chattering Redwallers, bantering with one another across the tables.
Does no beast ever sleep in this place, Simeon?
The herbalist shrugged.
Are you tired, friend?
Bulltip blew on a bowl of hot soup.
Not me, I'm wide awake now.
The abbot watched the soup disappear.
Good, that's the spirit. None of us has to rise early and work tomorrow. It's winter and there's not a lot to do, save eat and sleep. So we eat when we're hungry and sleep when we feel like it. How does that suit you, Fabricia?
The mouse maid sat back contentedly.
It suits me fine, abbot. What happens now we're finished feasting?
Formal looked up from his turnip and tater and beetroot pie.
You'm travelling beasts. Mayhap you'm gotten good stories to tell us and Mizzy. We made all our tales 1,000 times o'er.
Cushions and chairs were set in a half circle round the big fireplace, fresh logs placed on the fire, damped down with snow-soaked herbs to give a sweet aroma to the air. Every Redwaller who did not want to sleep took a seat. Fabricia and Bulltip were installed in carved high-backed chairs. The audience settled down, watching the two travellers eagerly.
Today, as we walked through your beautiful abbey, we saw a tapestry. I immediately recognised the mouse pictured there, Martin the Warrior. As I understand it, he is the guiding spirit of this place and one of its founders. Do you know much about him?
Abbot Saxtus sighed, shaking his head slowly.
Martin has always been here to guide us in times of trouble. His presence was felt when two of our young ones, Dandin and Mariel, were here. Unfortunately, they have been gone a season and a half now. Martin's presence has not been felt since. We know too little of our Abbey warrior. I dearly wish we knew more.
A faint smile hovered about the face of Aubrecia. She leaned forward and looked at the abbot and his red wallers sitting in the flickering firelight.
Then you shall, for I have a long and great tale to relate to you.
It is said that Badrang's dream was to be lord of all the eastern coast, a former corsair. He ceased plundering the high seas to carve out his own empire on land. He chose good territory, facing the eastern sea, with hills to the north, cliffs to the south, marshes to the west, and wild forests beyond. Secure at the edge of the shoreline, the battle-hardened Stoat could defend his position from any attack. There he set about making his dream become reality, a fortress of timber and stone.